Here we go. A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, hey, America. You want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy, and little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio.
Holla, it's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Podcast.
Radio show.
It's the Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
That's a radio show.
Not a podcast, ho. Boom, let's go.
Welcome to the show, everyone, everywhere. We are back. We are here, and it is drinking time. So pre-show, we were talking drinks. Four Locos.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. Drinks that have screwed us up and caused us to do things that we aren't necessarily normal to do. So my Four Locos story. Four Locos is a son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I was in San Diego, California. I forget who I was with.
That wasn't me.
But all right, Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
He didn't drink with me.
I didn't.
Because he was waiting for you to get drunk so he could sodomize you.
What?
Hey, I drank that whole 12-pack, too.
Yeah, he did. But we were on a mission. We were on a mission from God to put the band back together when we went to San Diego.
It, that's true. We were.
Blues Brothers, DA. Nevertheless, Four Locos. Mm-hmm. So I'm in San Diego. I'm at my hotel, Ocean Beach Hotel. Shout out OB Hotel. Love you guys.
Don't pay us. Move on.
And there is a liquor store that's up the boardwalk. And so that night, we just decided to have some drinks. So I went up the boardwalk, got like a can of Four Locos, and it was like $2.
Yeah.
$2.99. You know, it was very cheap. So I was like, you know what? I was thinking it was gonna be more like a Mike's Hard Lemonade or a Boone strawberry farm, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you didn't know I knew about the Boone's, did you?
Boone's Farms.
Them Boone Farms, boy, I tell you, they have you plugging up weeds.
I got you a Boone farm story, but I'll let you go with yours.
So I get not one, not two, but thrice of those Four Locos.
The big cans, right?
The big cans.
Oh.
Okay. Get back to the Ocean Beach Hotel, seaside room, just throwing them back. Wasn't hitting me. I wasn't feeling nothing. I was like, this is Mike's Hard Lemonade. This is just juice, you know what I'm saying? With a little bit of alcohol, you know? That's what I thought.
It's a little tangy, yeah.
Man, yeah. I woke my ass up in that hotel room a day and a half later. Between the mattress and the box spring of the hotel bed. How I got there, I know
he
not.
Had no blankets.
One sock on. No, I see. That's the interesting thing. In between the mattress and the box spring, I had the pillow. I had the blanket. So I must have purposely decided to sandwich myself in between the mattress and the box spring.
Hey, Corey, that's a Fat Guy thing. It feels good that something heavier is on you and just like suffocating you, but it's not going to hurt you.
He said, F the weighted blanket. I need a whole mattress.
So that was when I was drinking the Four Locos. And I also, till this day, I have no idea where this like $237 entertainment charge appeared on my credit card. Oh. It was just, all it said was entertainment, and the timestamp was that night.
Yeah, you got a male hooker.
Probably.
Did you knock back all three?
I killed all of them.
Bro, that's probably where COVID came from. I'm not going to lie. One of those can kill you. No. It was killing people, Corey.
Dude, oh, yeah. No, definitely.
I am immune from COVID because I've eaten in a school cafeteria. So if I can survive anything that I get out of a school cafeteria, I can survive COVID.
Eat in the school's cafeteria today and say that.
Hell no, lady. Yeah.
I'm just saying I'm immune to COVID because I don't subscribe to the frequency vibe that it's being given off. So I'm immune.
Oh, but, yeah, I feel you. Oh, yeah.
So I know I'm not getting COVID.
So that was my Four Locals experience. DT, where were you at with the Boone's Strawberry Farm, which I have not drank Boone's Strawberry Farm since high school.
So just so you know, it's Boone's Farm. Oh. Strawberry is a flavor.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why the guy at the liquor store always looked at me stupid when I said, yes, I like to have Boone's Strawberry Farm. Yeah,
like, so me and my cousins... I'm the oldest of us three, but one of them's only like 3 months and 20 days younger than me. So me and him both had just turned 21. And then his younger brother was like 18, 19.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, yo, we want to get drunk in my grandmother's backyard. At this time I was staying at my grandmother's house and my cousins, lived right around the corner. But we would spend the night at my grandmother's house all the time because I stayed there and we just all piled up in my room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we decided, yo, what should we drink? And we've got drunk before and drank a bunch of stuff. So we were talking to my aunt, hit my cousin's mom, and then our other aunt together. And they were like, oh, back in the day, we used to drink like Cisco's and Boone's Farm sneaks up on you.
Cisco.
That's a throwback.
Cisco, Mad Dog, and Boone's Farm. Those are the things that they named. And they were like, be careful with that Boone's. It sneaks up on you. Mm-hmm. So we was like, all right. So me and my cousin, the one the same age as me, went to the store to buy it. We left the other cousin in the car because he's not old enough, so he can't.
Naturally, if you're buying liquor for underage people, you can't take them in with you.
Exactly. Or you go to that liquor store on the corner of Central and South Mountain Avenue. That guy don't card nobody.
Mm. He still
don't. When did he get his license revoked?
I know, right?
That's where we went to get all of our liquor back in high school.
Speedy Mark, for those who want to know what the name of the store is called.
That's totally what it's called, too. Oh, we used to go get our liquor and our cigarettes. He didn't care. As long as you had facial hair, that was your ID.
If you had facial hair, you're good to go. Have a mustache? Because when I shave, I look like I'm 12. So if I walk in, he don't card me.
That's probably big facts.
So we went there and we were like, yo, these bottles are kind of small. I mean, it's the size of a regular wine bottle. But we're like, this is wine. It's not going to do anything. It's probably weak, whatever. Mm-hmm. Our aunts don't handle their liquor like we do. So we're like, yo, let's go ahead and buy 12 bottles.
Mm.
Four each.
And they're not that expensive.
No.
No, they're really not. I think we spent like at the most $25.
Yeah.
I was thinking you were probably going to have change back on a 20.
Yeah.
It was somewhere in there.
Like
I said, at the most it was like 25, but I don't remember exactly how much you spent on it, but it wasn't.
Oh,
it
yeah, you don't remember nothing else from that night.
No.
I remember
we went home. So we bought, they had a bunch of flavors. So we bought like one of each flavor and we were just like, all right, cool. So we went home. And we were like, all right, cool. We crack open the first bottle, we're like, bottoms up. Mm-hmm. And we just shotgunned that bottle. Like, we finished the whole, we weren't sipping it. We just downed it. Second bottle, we're like, all right, cool. F it. Down the second bottle. Third bottle, we're like, cool. All right, we're going to drink this one a little slower.
Somebody peed on themselves that night.
We were like, we're going to drink this a little slower. Mm-hmm. We're going to drink this a little slower. Next thing you know, we're like, done with that one. Bro, I swear to God, in the span of about an hour and a half, we had killed all four bottles.
Mm. Mm, mm,
mm. And we were like, bro, we don't feel nothing. Like, I'm starting to feel a little buzz, but I don't feel nothing.
Auntie next said it creeps up.
Next thing I remember, I woke up in the bathtub naked. Mm. That's the next thing I remember. Is the next morning, I'm in the bathtub naked. My cousins aren't even at the house. I call my cousin. He's like, bro, I don't even know how we got around the corner.
What? He's
like, I woke up. The younger cousin was on the tile floor, butt naked. And the other one was in his bed, wrapped up like a burrito. He's like, I don't even know how he got home.
That stuff would get you. That stuff would get you.
All naked, though.
Bro.
Too much Star Wars and Viagra.
Bro, apparently at one point we had to use the bathroom, and we just stripped the clothes off because apparently humans are the only animals that use the bathroom with their pants on.
That's very true. That is very true. DA, what's your drinking story?
Oh, my drinking story is with the Four Loko and Talib Kweli at the DV8 in Tucson. So it was, who was it? I think Young Jeezy and Talib Kweli at, and this is a small venue, mind you.
Yeah.
And I snuck my drink in. You can't.
Of course you did.
Yeah, of course you did. Because what you want to do is get those plastic liners. I've known about these for a minute.
Classy.
Yeah, it's very classy. I've snuck liquor into a Phoenix Suns game that way. But I digress.
Okay, that's not classy. That's just poor.
Wait, what are these?
So just Google plastic flask. Plastic flask. But anyways, goes right through
the metal detectors.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you can take them on cruises. Like, they're great. And they're not a sponsor either, but they should. Illegal stuff. Hit me. So I'm knocking 2 Four Lokos back. And I already know what Four Lokos do.
See, I didn't know. I thought it was just hard liquor. I thought it was just Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Mm-mm. So I had two. I was ready because I love Talib Kweli. I don't know his lyrics, but I love the songs. And I got blitzed. So so I remember drinking during the show. I remember him dapping me up. And the next thing I remember, this is going to sound bad.
You were naked in the bathtub with a towel wrapped around you on the floor.
I'm in a car.
Oh, damn.
people are honking at me, telling me to get out the parking lot. Now.
There's audio from DA's drinking.
I wasn't quite drunk, I think.
I think. Okay, because when you have to punctuate it by saying, I think. Your ass was drunk.
Hear me out. How many people get pulled over, take the breathalyzer, right? And they're not at that point where they can get a DUI. So I think I was under that point.
I'm going to go ahead and stop you there. Because, yes, there is a federal drinking limit. However, Arizona is a zero tolerance state. So if you blow anything over a zero, you are drunk.
Oh, so allegedly, I probably would have been going to jail then if I got pulled over. But what's the statute of limitations in Arizona?
2 minutes.
So this happened 3 minutes ago. So all I remember is people honking at me and the security guard talking stuff like, move your car. And this is when I had a cherry red Navigator on some 24s. It was my brother's car. And oh man, I just remember skirting out and people just jumping out of the way. I was that coherent to do that though.
All of this on four locos.
Four locos on in two tires.
Now, DA, you want to love me a little bit more? Back in the day.
It's not hard. This is like rock bottom love right now. So even just a little elevation.
Well, I'll get a little bit of street cred.
Okay.
Back in the day. I used to drink Jägermeister and 7-Up. You want to talk about getting towed the hell up?
Jägermeister is like that. Syrup, bro.
Jägermeister is like cough syrup mixed with pine tar, gasoline, and that stuff that ladies use to get fingernail polish off their fingers.
Oh, I love sniffing that.
Jesus.
Acetone.
Thank you, dear. Oh, that my ass be toned, dog.
My ass be toned. Ho,
ho, ho. Open up your dough. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag, now guess what's in it? Something for the rich and something for the poor. So Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, my foot. I'ma tell you what Santa really put under my so-called tree, but in reality, look like nothing but a decorated pole to me.
Man, you talk about a tree, it makes me wonder, cause I never had a tree to put anything under. If I ever did luck up and get a tree, there was never anything under it for me.
Man, y'all should be glad that I didn't quit, cause I'm getting too old for this Santa Claus shit. Y'all think I'm getting presents made for free? I gotta pay them mails, and ain't nobody paying me.
You big fat whale, you might as well quit, cause I can name 100 presents that I didn't get. And if I did get a present, it'd be a hand-me-down. Yo, I got this for Christmas, now how that sound?
It sounds good to me, cause I'm about to freeze. You wanna see something? Look at the bottom of these. Me and my brothers can't go out at the same time, cause a coat that's theirs is a coat that's mine.
Man, I know one thing, y'all better get off my neck and wait till you get your welfare check. Go on down to the office and stand on the line. Better hurry up, see, I got mine.
Jingle, jangle, jingle for the Pope. And once he gets a welfare check,
y'all can kiss my mistletoe.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcast in over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide, heard by the best fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. The guy who taught me that Doja Cat was not the pet in the Karate Kid movie, from Brest, France, that's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
Holla.
Sorry.
I forgot what I say now. Wait.
Always the one to teach his kids a valuable lesson. After watching the Mufasa death scene in The Lion King, he told his kids, see, cats don't always land on their feet. From Devil's Mother, Ireland, that's Doug D.A. Andrew.
What's good?
And I'm your host, Corey Blaze, the world's first anal COVID tester.
Yeah, from, you're anal about a lot of things.
From Ars, Indonesia. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs before, during, and after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. On Dasher, on Prancer, on Dancer, on Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner, on Blitzen. How about you just put the shirt on you?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, the shirt you got from our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. DA is rocking the FGRS. It's a podcast thing, shirt free. Those of you that are watching us on live stream, DA, how comfortable is that?
It's comfortable because the only other shirt I own has holes and thorns in it.
Yeah, so he wants to wear the ones without the holes and thorns.
Yep, no holes and thorns.
No holes and thorns.
Yes.
The swag merch store has something for everyone on your Christmas list. Not only will you make your season bright, you'll put a smile on the faces of your favorite four nuts in the desert. Order today at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Editor's note, Dasher, Prancer, Dancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen. We have sizes for them, too. Swag out them reindeers, you heard? The herd? Get it?
The herd.
Oh, you heard the herd. Herd.
You heard the herd because they're reindeers and they run in a herd.
The herd. Yeah, I got you.
Explain it.
It's not funny if you're going to explain something.
You're mocking me, mocking you.
That's true.
Mocking all right. You.
Welcome to the show, everybody. DA.
AK-47 says, hey, hey, hey. Chris Cummings says, ha, 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 ha. And Lady K says.
I'm sorry, what?
Lady K says, hey, honeys.
Hey.
Hey, Lady K. That's all we got to respond to.
She knows what that means. All right, DA.
Hey.
How many? What's your count? What's your count?
A lot was on Four Loko, but I think around 37.
37?
Mm-hmm.
Since the last 2 weeks that the McRib has been out, you've had 37 McRibs?
Oh, yes.
How many McRibs have you had, bro, since it's been out? Come on, you guys are all excited about it.
Hold on, let me check. Yeah, my butthole is still there, so obviously I've had none.
D, Dite, your reaction is like maybe you've slept on the fact that the McRib is back. Have you not had any?
He's too broke.
I haven't. And I feel like...
Oh, no! No! Are you... That poor guy never lived that cry.
Was that the whole cry?
That was the whole cry.
That was for TV.
DJ, you haven't had the McRib?
I totally spazzed out. Like, everyone's reached out to me and told me, hey, the McRib is back. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. I'm going to go try it. I'm going to go get it again. I miss it. And I spazzed out, man. I've been so busy. I just haven't had a chance to even eat.
You know what, boys? I had my first one today. I had my first one today. $6.29 for the meal. You get the McRib. Now listen, I know people are slamming the McRib online. It's not real food. We understand that. Nothing McDonald's serves is real.
Exactly.
But it's yummy and it's big. And it seems to be a little overpriced this year.
You know what else is not real food that people like love but never slam? Candy.
Yeah, candy's just sugar and dye.
Exactly.
But sugar's real.
It's not real food, though. There's so many chemicals and stuff in there. Like, read the back of a candy wrapper.
Nope, don't have time.
It don't just say sugar and dye.
Monodiglyceride, sulfosulfate, dye 47,
riboflavin,
flavor,
and the reason he knows clippings. This is because he plans on throwing all of this on Dite.
Pizzas and candy. But Dite, I'm surprised you were the McRib champion, and I'm surprised that you have not had one.
I know. I love McRibs, and I just haven't been able to get to a McDonald's.
I had mine today.
I haven't had McDonald's in like 2 months.
And I will tell you
that's bad.
You need the McRib requires. Don't get the McRib without the onions and the pickles. No matter how much you don't like onions and pickles, you need the onions and pickles on the McRib because it's the only real thing on the sandwich.
Do you know who I am? I love onions and pickles.
I do. I love pickles, too.
I will order extra pickles and onions. I feel like Doug like Kevin with Hart liver, with liver and onion. I'm glad you got that reference.
Come on, man. People used to ask me all the time, do you hate liver and onions too? Oh, you want to try it?
The McRib, I got it. I had it today. It was exactly what I anticipated. I don't know why. I must have hit the McDonald's library. Or the McDonald's library. I must have hit the McDonald's lottery because DA, my McRib meat extended over the bun.
Oh, wow. That's the first time any of your meat ever extended anywhere.
Helpful or hurtful?
Helping or hurt? Helping or hurting?
No, it hurt me. I was like, dang, my meat don't extend either, does it? I don't know.
It was like it extended over the bread. And it was like almost popping open the container of the McRib. And when I opened it up, dude, and I saw that was the most glorious thing I'd seen all day.
You had a baby back.
My question is, did you get a big piece of meat or a small piece of bread?
Cartoon sized bread. How small.
They gave him the irregular. They gave him the irregular box, bro. That's why it was popping open.
They were like, okay, this dude is fat. We need to give him the irregular box, small bread, normal size meat. He'll go home and be happier than a kid licking a salt lick on the backside of a cow. That's what they said when I pulled up.
That's exactly what they said. I was the one telling them what to say.
I've also figured out the sweet spot of my local McDonald's.
Oh, you found the McDonald's G spot.
No, I found the McDonald's G spot in their timing. 9:30. No one goes to that McDonald's.
Oh, interesting.
Today
at night or a.m.?
9:30 a.m. But if
that's
you
a little early to have a damn McRib sandwich.
No, I know.
Right?
That was breakfast. What is this?
That was breakfast.
So you went back for lunch to get the McRib.
Well, I just stayed in the parking lot the whole time.
Why do I believe that? I can see it.
Because I'm like, they don't even sell McRibs at 9 o'clock because the breakfast menu don't even change until 11. How do I know that? Don't ask me.
It's called the maneuver, DA, where you go through the drive-thru the first time. You get so much food that you eat it all in the parking lot, and you stay in the parking lot long enough to get hungry again, and you go right back through the drive-thru. But the whole time you're doing that, you're listening to a podcast. It's called the maneuver, and it was invented by Big Owen Dukes.
Oh,
it's
called
It's called the McNuver.
The Mick. Oh, monkey, no. The McNuver. It's, but dude, so 9:30 is the sweet spot. I've hit that McDonald's up by my house twice at 9:30 over the last month, and no one's been there. And then I hit the McDonald's about twice in the last month at 2:35, and no one has been there. But it's during a shift change or something. Because at 2:35, I get the most unenergetic, unexpressionable lady taking my order at the drive-thru. And every time I pull up, the first thing you hear is,
"Can you give me a minute?"
You know you fat when you know the shifts of all the fast food workers.
What do you want?
That's literally what she says. She should have just said that. What is it that you want, fat dude? It's 2:30. I'm covering the drive-thru because everybody else is on lunch right now. What do you want? I'll have the McRib, please.
Okay, so the left side of the menu.
The left side.
Pull forward, please.
And the McDonald's by my house is now adopted the Taco Bell way that they take your credit card. McDonald's now sticks the credit card machine outside the window.
Ooh, oh, that's smart. So you just slide it in and slide it out.
So I just, you know, because I'm good at that, DA. I just put the tip in.
Do they have gloves handing you the card machine, though?
Yes.
Oh, good.
The one that you're mocking me, you son of a bitch. I thought you were on my side.
Oh, I was so scared.
I hate you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills after this. And we'll get to something that I believe DA is going to love. And no, it's not the monolith. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
100% worth it.
When I paint at school, I wear a smock. It protects me from paint. When the cookie sheet is hot, I wear a pot holder. It protects me from getting burned. When it rains, I wear a raincoat. It protects me from getting rained on. When it's cold, I wear a jacket. It protects me from getting cold. When my friends go to the pool, they wear sunscreen. It protects them from getting sunburned. When my mom and I garden, I wear gloves. It protects me from getting dirty. My dad wears a hat. It protects him from getting sun in his eyes. We all wear things to protect ourselves from something. What's different about wearing a mask? Hashtag mask up Arizona.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
And welcome back to the Shuddy Whoa, everyone, everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's see. Okay, here it is. I have to get a sound effect ready. Oh, there's one. Oh, wait. There goes another one. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord Jesus. These gifts at Walmart.com. They're going so fast. Now is the time to hurry and catch the rollback on most savings and of these must-have items that you can get at Walmart.com. Walmart is your gift deal mecca with these new free shippings with no order minimum when you use your Walmart Plus membership. Hop on these hot deals now while supplies last. Walmart.com. When you start on our website, there they go. Oh, look at there's another great deal. It's gone. Oh, there's another great deal. It's gone. Oh, it's gone. Walmart.com. To the Walmart banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Thank you, boys, for playing along. Appreciate that. A lot of work.
Oh, I love the fact that it was going fast. Those deals were gone.
Oh, see, it was late. Oh, see, I just heard it. I just heard the first.
You guys are almost as irritating as Clorox and Lysol right now.
Why? What's wrong with Clorox?
Like drinking it?
I call it Lysol.
I love Clorox. I got Clorox.
Let me ask you a question. This is why I'm frustrated with him.
This is why I'm hot.
It didn't get rid of COVID.
No, I'm seeing all the commercials about how great they are at getting rid of the COVID virus and on your surfaces, and you should clean your surfaces, frequently touch surfaces all the time with your Clorox wipes, your Lysol wipes, and all this other stuff. I can't find none of your products nowhere, Clorox and Lysol. How about you rein back on the promotions and you push some of them dollars into cranking out that that supply? Stop telling us how great your product is, because none of us can get it unless you work in a first responders location. But us at home, we can't clean our stuff because we can't find it on store shelves.
Speak for yourself.
I know. I was like,
where are you finding it? I don't see it nowhere.
I'm Clorox down at Walmart. And Lysol down too, the spray. I got both of them.
I have hit Walmart on the line and they're always out of stock.
Well, every Walmart I go to, on the bottom shelf, it's like the little skinny pack. See, it's not the big box, it's the skinny ones that, and they're layered at almost every Walmart I go to.
So you said something, DA, that Corey ain't gonna do. That's why he Lysoled out. That's why he Cloroxed out. He asked out right now. He ain't got them because he looking for them online.
Yeah.
Online, they ain't there. Because guess what? They got them hidden in the back for us who actually go to the store.
The people that risk it, like the people that put them on the shelves. See, you expect everybody to stay home while you just order stuff online. But who's going to put the stuff in your car? Who's putting the stuff back on the shelves? Huh?
But if I'm ordering from them online, I'm helping pay those people that are putting it in my car, DA. You know how the system works. If it's available for those people that are able and comfortable enough to go to the store right now, okay, great. But make it available for us that don't feel comfortable to go into the stores right now.
I got about six.
Because, okay, because here's the thing, Corey.
I don't believe you, DA.
Why do you need to make now. Why do we need to make it available for the people who don't go anywhere, who are afraid? Because guess what? You ain't going anywhere. Ain't nobody coming. Where's the corona going to go ahead and develop in your house if you ain't even going anywhere? If your house is a lockdown safe zone, why do you need to disinfect it with Clorox? Let Clorox in reserve for the people who are risking it for the biscuit. If I'm out there partying 17 times a week, I need a Clorox because I need to take a shower.
Are you an enema?
Nah, I'm not.
Are you a stick?
Nah, I'm not a stick.
Then what are you doing all up in Corey's ass right now?
I'm giving it to him. I'm just horny.
That's facts.
This is not the way I wanted him to give it to me. I understand what you're saying, but it's still wrong. We still need to clean. There's still stuff that comes into my house. Just because I don't leave it doesn't mean there's stuff coming in. When I get groceries delivered in, I need to Lysol and wipe them down. Mm-hmm. When I get Amazon boxes delivered at times, I need to wipe that stuff down. When I get deliveries from Target, I want to wipe that down. When people
wipe
come
it down with your dick.
I had to.
He said
3630. I have to have Cox Cable Guy in my house the other day because the house next door to me is being remodeled and they have their new services installed, and in the process of them installing the new house's services, they cut mine. So I had to have this box, this boxer. And so I got way too personal with this Cox technician, but I had to have this Cox technician in my house and he touched stuff and I needed to wipe that down. I can't do that if I don't have Lysol wipes.
You know what? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, so this Cox technician touched your box and your Cox box at the same time.
And we got connected. He reconnected it.
And he's a boxer.
Okay. And he's a boxer.
Dude. Okay. Sidebar. This was the. This is going to be really bad. And I don't normally praise Cox Communications, and I'm not. I'm praising the technician. This dude was built like a freaking brick house.
So this was like an episode of Blacked.
Well, wait till the next segment when I start talking about Wendy Williams. This dude was ripped. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just salivating.
How would you know that he was ripped?
Because his shirt was so tight. Well, he wore a schmedium Cox shirt. And you could see it all through it. You know what I mean? And he was all, you know,
I didn't even know Cox had shirts. Paint the scene. What did he look like? Like what?
He was
what
a he black like? Dude. He
what? I knew that.
I didn't know that. I thought I would have been thinking he was white with long and
skin.
Man,
you literally said this is an episode of Black.
You no, knew he's the black one.
Skin that. No, you knew this man. He's this the
black. You knew that Corey was like, what? Two blacks.
What's a beautiful chocolate man?
No. I thought it was an episode of Black because he's the big black one. Now, I've never seen no, that episode Corey's of Black with two girl. Blacks.
Corey's the white girl in his video.
The mean white girl.
Okay, so, but he still can be the white girl.
Okay, so this black guy, now I can only see his eyes because, of course, he had a mask on and he put on booties. You know, because he didn't have any booties in his truck, so I made him put shoe booties on.
It sounds like you wanted him to put on your booties.
But the dude was just stacked and ripped. And of course, you know, I'm sitting there staring at him awkwardly, hoping that he doesn't notice through my mask. And then finally, I was just like, dude, do you box or MMA or what? He's like, well, I used to box. Now, you know, I just work out just, you know, to kind of keep in shape and stuff like that. I'm like, well, dude, you look freaking ripped, you know, and I'm trying to do it as straight question. As possible, D.A. I'm trying to be straight.
question, Corey.
Yes.
Was his name Betty Crocker?
His name was not Betty Crocker.
Because I know he had cakes.
He had. Oh. You could bounce a quarter off of them. That's what I mean. If I would have flicked a quarter at them cakes, I would have had to have an eye replaced the next day. That's
what they call pound cake.
So, because my modem at home sits down on the floor. You know what I mean? So he had to, you know, lay down on the floor to get to the modem. You know what I mean? So he was kind of sprawled out on the floor.
And you wanted to lay down on him.
I was like, you cold?
I made some lemonade.
Yeah, this is black.
Dude, I was.
That's what I'm telling you, DA.
Whoa.
No, but this dude was ripped. But anyway, nevertheless, I can't find any Clorox Lysol stuff. If they're going to have it on the shelves, I think they should be able to have a small supply online as well.
Oh, and that's what I was going to tell your fat ass. You should just get the bleach and make your own.
I'm not doing that when I can. But I got one bottle. I got one bottle of Clorox Lysol wipes left. I got good. One, and that's it. And then after that. I'm gonna have to start walking
they show you
around
how to make
hazmat.
Your own. You get a small roll of paper towels.
Who am I? Martha Stewart?
Yes, you can be. You get a small roll of paper towels. You make the mixture. You put the paper towels in there. Bam, Clorox wipes.
I ain't Bill Nye a science guy. I ain't got time to be blowing stuff up. I'm not goodness. Cooking meth in my basement like you are, DA. I don't know how to mix all those chemicals together, bro.
It's a quarter cup
on the shelves. That's all, or online. That's all I'm saying. And I don't want to see the advertisements no more.
8 ounces. It's easy. I have so many spray. Well, I have one spray bottle, but I always make it up, and it's easy to smell. I love smelling bleach.
Okay, well, here's where I'm going to call shenanigan on you right now, DA, because did you just not say that you were stacked with Clorox and Lysol? Why are you making it if you stacked, bro? Why are you making it if you stacked?
Do you want me to go get them?
No, I don't want you to go get them, because when you do, you're going to disturb the child care center down at the bottom of your house.
I'm going to feel this. I'm going to feel this question, Corey.
Yes.
He said... literally that he has the bottles of the bleach and he's using those bottles to create his own solution.
Mm-hmm. So he's the guy that goes and buys the brand name cereal once and keeps refilling the brand name cereal box with the stuff on the bottom, with the cereal from the bottom shelf.
Because again, if your ass was in the stores, bleach, you couldn't get that for the first few months either. So once I saw bleach, I was like, cool, I'm getting like two, I would get like two things of bleach every time I went out. So I have the bleach. I also have the Clorox wipes. I use the bleach to clean downstairs, clean the bathroom.
But they're not reporting. They're not reporting
the
that there's a problem.
Candles.
Yeah,
there's,
I use.
There's
I,
no problem.
DA, I now, I'm running low. I'm using alcohol. Just pure alcohol at this point.
I can't even find that. That's one item I have not found in all my trips to
Yeah, I've been using peroxide. Is that good? Is that
no,
bad?
No, I don't think nothing. It does anything.
It does absolutely nothing. You're actually feeding it. It makes it grow.
Yeah, because it bubbles up.
So yeah, bubbles up. And it releases it into the... Oh, God.
Yeah,
Lord,
yeah. You got the COVID again?
My God, don't do that.
You got it again?
No, don't do that.
I'm sorry. I've been...
Okay, I can't. No, don't do this. I will pass out.
I'm just playing. I did it all on purpose. I've been using the alcohol too.
But Clorox and Lysol.
I mean my pee. My pee is sterile, isn't it?
Pee is sterile.
Yes, it is. You can drink it and you can share it. I'm tired of the Clorox and Lysol advertising on TV how great their products are, and I can't find them. I, Corey Blaze, can't find them. And I'm not going into the stores. I'm not comfortable going into the stores. But did you notice?
Corey can't find them. Because Corey's not looking.
Papa, can you see me?
No, because I'm in my house.
Papa,
now.
Where are you?
Laying in my bed.
Clorox, I need to clean.
But you don't want to come get
so
me.
So I don't get the flu.
You going to die soon.
Papa, can you clean?
No, you dirty.
Bring me your wipes.
Make them yourself.
Clorox, can you see?
No,
I'm
I
out
cannot.
Of time.
COVID-19.
Thank you. DA, can you make me some?
No, because you're too bougie.
No, don't trust DA will make it anything.
You're one of them boulet blacks.
Don't trust DA will make it anything because DA had a side business. DA had a side business.
No, you're not.
Actually paid for.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Go ahead. No, say it all.
You going to tear him?
And I'm going to rebut it all.
You going to tear him right? You not going to tear him.
What I will say is...
Take me to court.
I asked DA to make a court.
Oh, okay, hold on. Now we got to go to court. I'm sorry. Continue on. I'll catch up with you.
No problem. I said, don't ask DA to make you anything because I asked DA to make me something. Uh-huh. I paid him for said service prior before even receiving said service.
Mm-hmm.
And I never
do, by the way. Which you never do, by the way. Which you never do, by the way. Hell no.
You never do. But the thing is I know where you live and.
No, you didn't.
This is prior. I knew where you live.
Exactly.
I knew where you live. And then you had to just move.
Lay it all out. Put it all out. I want Corey to decide.
Well, the thing is.
I'm Judge Mathis.
I knew where you worked. I knew exactly where you worked, too.
That's nice.
Yeah, your number job. So I could come up there and cause a scene. Anyways.
Hold on a minute. Here comes the bongos.
Bongos hit every single time.
I wasn't tripping.
This is like the first shaft.
But the thing is. What I will say about DA's failed business, he did give me a refund. So
a full refund.
And offered
the product for free.
Did. But I still haven't received
still
the
ain't got
product.
It. You still
so,
ain't got it.
So that's a mute offer right now.
It's a wash.
It's been like 4 months since I've asked for this.
I'm going to be like, hey, bro, here's the product. You're going to be like, pandemic over.
I know, right? I'm going to get it in 2027.
Hey, Booker plays for the Timberwolves now.
I know. Hey.
No. I'm ready to rule. I'm ready to rule. I've heard both arguments from both litigants.
You were dancing.
I heard, though.
This is such a Negro court.
Listen, I heard, and we're not talking in this Negro court through plexiglass. Y'all in different states because y'all like to fight. Y'all black.
That's fast. We can't really live together.
I'm ready to litigate.
Okay.
I'm ready to mitigate.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to masturbate. I couldn't get the joke. I couldn't get the joke out without doing it. I'm ready to congelate. I can't think of any more words that it would leak.
Was that the joke? You should have said cumgelate.
Don't write the jokes after I didn't say them badly, DA.
Hindsight's 2020, and so is your weight.
So is Barbara Walters. Here's the thing. I am ready to rule.
Uh-huh.
On behalf of the litigants in the Negro court.
Mm-hmm. Say it then. Say it.
Right after this, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show with FatGuyRadioShow.com. That's a tease, folks. I really ain't got no joke.
Yeah, I know.
It all began with a knock at my studio door. There, through the frosted glass panes of my wood vinyl door, stood an outline of a rather built specimen. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. What could be so broad in the shoulders, narrow in the hips, with hair so tall it could clean my mother's gutters of her 1940 Victorian Connecticut home? No longer could I sit in my anguish of intrigue. I had to let this specimen in. My door opened, and there, standing as dangerous as a spider in a baby's meal. When I gazed at him, I felt like a helpless baby. From shoulder to shoulder, he appeared as if he was built from the pieces of a huge jigsaw puzzle. As I turned to walk away, I asked, "What brings you to this part of the city?" With a voice so husky it could pull a dog sled, he said, "I need some bonus content." Asking me for some bonus content was like asking me about a Maltese falcon. My only suggestion would be an ethnic car dealer. But knowing the nighttime was cold and lonely as a motel on the side of the road, I told him to check out after Blaine. He looked at me with a twinkle in his eyes so bright, if he was standing in a tree, you'd think it was Christmas. He said, "After Blaine, huh?" I replied, "Yeah, after Blaine." I was trying to be tough as nails, but those incredible, truly soaked eyes were my weakness. I had to find a way out of this conversation like an abandoned 3-year-old in a cornfield maze. But before I could excuse myself to the men's room through my frosted glass wood vinyl door, he turned to me like a NASCAR driver making a left-hand turn, with his one single finger pressed upon my cheek like Play-Doh through a ricer. He said, "You're a good man. After Blaine it is." And like a swan exiting the pond, he sauntered through my frosted glass pane wood vinyl door, and I watched as his shadow grew blurrier than an overserved businessman's eyes at a company happy hour. He was gone. It was at that time the resolution was hitting me on the head like a baseball bat. That man was going to subscribe to After Blaine, and he was going to love it like a fat kid loves when the ice cream truck stops right in front of his house. It was a day I'd never soon forget.
I up the boy.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 everybody everywhere. The Home Depot has what has more and what you want to keep your spirits up and the stress down this holiday season. With free delivery for thousands of online eligible items, free curbside pickup for over 30,000 in-store eligible items, and gift cards for the handy person in your life. All this can be done at the Home Depot. Shop today by starting at FatGuyRadioShow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. For those of you that are just joining us on the live stream, I am your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D. Tay Taylor right there.
What's good?
And Doug the DA, Andrew.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so my ruling on the previous case, as mentioned before we went to commercial, guilty. Oh,
see? Wait. What does that mean?
Yeah, you're guilty.
I don't know. Yeah. Both of you are guilty. Off to jail, 400 years each.
Thank you. 400 years. That's slavery in America, man.
And DT, you get soap on the rope. DA, you get soap.
I won't use it.
Down your throat.
All right. Okay, now this is about to get really, really hot topic-ish. But I've been talking about it's Wendy.
They have good shirts.
I've been talking about Wendy Williams for a couple of weeks.
My Hero Academia.
Because, Jesus, don't remind me of that. I'm still paying that bill off. The Wendy Williams show.
Yes.
I watch it for one reason.
The Wendy Trucker show.
And to see if she can walk that day.
Mm.
Well, yeah,
good reason to watch.
Tuesday this week. She could walk perfectly fine. She had a little giddy up in a step. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
cocaine.
But so Wendy Williams started talking about, she talks about celebrities all the time on the Wendy Williams show, her hot topics. And this is like me doing a segment of her show, but she talks about celebrities and all the time and stuff that's, you know, they're doing weird. Well, she called out one celebrity that decided to clap back. after Wendy Williams mentioned her on her show. Grandmother of music, the highly respected queen herself, Dionne Warwick.
No.
Exactly. Here are the details. So Wendy Williams brought up on her Hot Topic show that Dionne Warwick is now on Twitter. And and people are claiming that Dionne is not tweeting her own tweets. So Dionne went, Miss Warwick went on her Twitter with a video and said, for all of you Twitterers that think I'm not tweeting my own tweets, I am. So I'm just going to squash it out and put it to rest. Well, Wendy Williams reported on this, and she was saying that she supports the fact that Miss Warwick came out and admitted that, and you know, quieted the naysayers about her being on tweet. Dionne Warwick, Doug, I don't know how old she is. Look her up, see how old she is.
It says 80, but I don't think that's true.
She's up there. You know what I mean? But so Wendy Williams mentioned her on there, but then Wendy Williams, in her Wendy Williams way, took it too far, in my opinion.
She'll be 80 in 2 days, by the way.
Wendy Williams started commenting on the video that Miss Warwick put up.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Warwick has one very distinctive physical feature.
Hold on, let me guess, because I'm not too familiar.
She has one very distinctive physical feature.
She's beautiful, by the way.
She is beautiful.
I'm not too up on her, but I would guess the cheeks.
No. Are you familiar with how Miss Dionne Warwick looks?
I'm familiar with her music, not so much as what she looks like.
Okay, so Google image search a picture of Dionne Warwick, and you will see immediately what her most distinctive feature is.
Well, it's the Corey nose, then, I would guess.
No, it's not a Corey nose.
Her short hair?
No, it's her nose. She has very large nostril holes, and the video that she put up on Twitter squashing the naysayers about her that were coming at her talking about you're not tweeting, someone else is tweeting for you. She filmed that video at a not so flattering angle, according to Wendy Williams.
And I'm watching it right now. And yeah, old people don't know their angles.
Okay.
They got the phone way down here.
But she's an elderly person. She's music royalty. And Wendy Williams mentioned it. But then not only did Wendy Williams mention it, her production team were doing freeze frames of the not so flattered camera angle.
And it doesn't look bad. And screw Wendy Williams for, talking like that. Come on, we got to stop turning each other down.
Well, Miss Dionne Warwick clapped back the next day, because what happened is that people on Twitter started tweeting that Wendy Williams was talking about her on her show. Miss Warwick got the notifications, and she tuned in to hear the tail end of it. And Dionne Warwick responded to Wendy Williams in the most classic way. She said this: "There is no need for you to say my name."
Ooh.
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 She said, "Don't call me Destiny Child, bitch."
She said, I don't want my name in your mouth.
And that's the classy way to say it. There's no reason for you to say my name.
So
and there really isn't.
And the thing is,
keep my name out your mouth.
Wendy Williams mentioned while she was talking about this, she says, "Dion's been on my show, but I don't think she likes me. This is proof that Dionne don't like you."
And this is proof that any kind of news on you is good news. Causing waves.
Oh, yeah. So I was, of course, watching today.
You said that like a little. Let me tell you the tea. And I literally just got done drinking some GT kombucha.
Hey, DA, how you doing?
She is so freaking annoying.
She's trash. And this is the thing. And Dionne Warwick's been on Twitter. She's been roasting people in her kind, sweet grandma Dionne Warwick way. Like she went after Chance the Rapper.
Ooh.
And she was like, "Well, I know what you do, because you put what you do in your name."
It's an 80-year-old joke.
She is, right. And then she also went after The Weeknd. Dionne Warwick went after The Weeknd.
What do you do during the other 5 days?
No, she said, "You're spelling it wrong."
Yeah.
It's Dionne Warwick. She's 80 years old.
And that's facts, too. She is spelling it wrong.
And everybody is just... So it's been trending And I guess Wendy wanted to get on this, but Wendy Williams is trash.
F. Dionne Warwick.
Are you sided with Wendy Williams?
F. Wendy Williams.
Ooh. Okay, well, where are you at now?
How dare she come after Chance the Rapper in The Weeknd like that?
She's the grandma.
Bro, Chance the Rapper is whack.
Chance the Rapper loved the fact that Chance the Rapper responded to Dionne Warwick, and he responded by saying, I'm exasperated by the fact that you even know who I am. And Dionne responded, she's like, yes, I know who you are, because what you do is in your name. So let's get together and rap together. It was just a cute little grandma way.
FDA.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Chance the Rapper.
I'm okay with that.
Chance the Half Rapper.
His last season. I think it's funny that she. Hey. Facts.
Really whack.
It wasn't that great.
Hey guys, this is my debut CD. I'm a Christian. All right, now go ahead.
But no, I think it's funny that she's going after people like that.
But Dionne Warwick snapped back at Wendy Williams. She does not like Wendy Williams, and it's now clear and apparent.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think it's funny that Dionne Warwick is going after people like that, because she's not going at them maliciously. She's just going at them like as a funny, like, haha. She's literally the 80-year-old troll. She's trolling.
Yeah, she's trolling. She's doing a good job at it, too.
So she's like Trump.
Thank you, D.A.
Pretty much.
Thank you, D.A. You know what, D.A.? You're really good. It's Christmas time. You're really good at just tying it up in a little bow.
Put it under your little ass tree.
I don't have a tree. Bows.
It's behind you.
Oh, that's not mine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't have a Christmas tree. Maybe we'll talk decorations on the other side of this. We'll take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. And on the other side of this, more fun and more thrills on Fat Guy Radio Show, fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back. Since we've
no
place to...
No one cleans like Eston, quarantines like Eston, stops the spreading of COVID-19 like Eston, but there's no man in town half as cleanly.
Sanitized, all germs are gone. You can't shake, sneeze, or cough 6 feet near me. Cause if you do, hell and a fight will be on.
No one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston. No one washes his hands like a queen like Gaston.
It's a virus that's in your expectorating.
Stay your ass home like Gaston.
Food, there's no point, you'll be gone.
No one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston. Put my clothes in the washing machine like Gaston.
Dr. Fauci is right in his bed again.
Stay your ass home like Gaston.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. This portion of the show is brought to you by our Afterburn bonus show. Now, gentlemen, right here during the Afterburn typical read, I have a new idea that will probably pass away as quick as I say it. DA, pick a number, 1 through 42.
28.
DTay, pick a number, 1 through 42.
31.
31. DA, you win. Actually, DTA, you win. The number was 33. Going into the new year, starting in 2021, DTA, you will now be responsible for writing all of the Afterburn commercials. Here's the rule. Whatever you write, I will read.
All right,
I
want to
do
it.
That.
Whatever you write, I will read. Now, this is a chance. This is what I predict will happen, DA, and you write this down, because I know this is what's going to happen.
He's not going to do this. I'm going to go into the show notes because he probably doesn't even know how to get to the commercial file anymore. And I'm going to see nothing, and our Afterburn commercial is going to sound. I haven't played this sounder in quite some time, ladies and gentlemen. This is a little foreshadowing. This is how our Afterburn sounder is going to sound. He will forget.
And then I'll do it. If he forgets, I'll do it.
Okay, so the rule is, D-Tang, whatever you write for Afterburn, I will read.
Now whatever
you,
it is.
You know, you know the rules of the show, and you know how we have to play nice on the Thursday show. But going into 2021, because what we've been doing for 2020 is that I throw it out to one of you guys to read about, to tell it off the top of the dome. Now, I'm giving it to whoever picked the closest number. The number was 33. D-Tay picked 31.
You probably changed it because you're like,
I put it in the notes. That's why really? I thought you had picked 28 because you saw that the number was 33.
I didn't
even see the note.
There you go. And you know where I put the notes? Exactly where the Afterbirth script needs to be.
Oh yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
We don't get to a lot of stuff.
Well, cause so, I'm looking at the December.
It's the December 20 break schedule.
Yeah.
Right there. Segment 5 at the bottom. New idea that would probably pass away. Pick number 1 through 42. In
28, 31, and it says 33. How did you know our guesses already?
I wrote the guesses down. As you can see, the cursor is popping right there that says but Corey is editing.
It's not popping for me right now.
Oh, because you're looking at it from your phone. But if you so, D-Tay, going into 2021, first show of 2021, you will write the Afterburn reads for me, and I will read whatever you write.
Damn, bro, you do a lot of work on this show. I'm just going through all the notes and stuff. It's like,
I hate you all.
Every Wednesday, I will write the new Afterburn read.
What if the show's on a Tuesday, D-T?
The show ain't never going to be on a Tuesday.
What if the
show's
on
a Wednesday? Then you're going to be cramming.
All right, so...
The Masked Singer!
Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com. D-A, you
didn't even read anything. Oh, I didn't say anything.
That was the whole commercial.
Oh, okay.
Where can they subscribe?
Afterburn at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
For how much?
They'll figure it out when they get there. All right, DA, you said before we went to break, you mumbled it under your breath.
I'm good at mumbling,
that
too.
You read something sad. Do you want to share what you read that was sad?
Oh, yeah. Debo passed away from Friday.
What?
Yeah, Tiny Lister.
The big dude that rode the bicycle?
Yeah. See? I was going to tell y'all after the show, but... Yes, you know, and well, I check out every day, like around 8:05.
Yeah, so you was definitely on
the
Twitter.
The hiding's almost gone.
You were definitely on Twitter.
No, I got a text message.
Someone personally texted you and said that Debo, did he die of the COVID?
It doesn't say yet, but
Tommy Tiny Lister dies at 62.
He was 62.
That's young to me.
Man, if I lived to be 62, that'd be a miracle.
And now with the way you eating them damn McDonald's McRibs.
9:30 and 2:32.
It's going to take McRibs? Your McHeart.
Does my McRib.
I'm sorry to hear that. I saw some sad news before we went on the show, too. Mine's very different from yours, DA, because this is a prime example of the two worlds we live in. Ellen DeGeneres tested positive for COVID-19.
That's good.
I saw that earlier. Not sad at all. She looks like COVID-19. I've seen a picture of her with makeup.
Do you guys not know how powerful she is? And you, dude, she is the white.
Someone's in my house.
She is the white Oprah. What are you doing?
Someone's outside.
The call is coming from inside the house.
That's them. They dropped the baby bomb.
Corey, somebody's eating my carpet.
And you know what? That's a lesbian joke, and that's not funny. That's not funny.
I don't even think you meant it like that, but that's disgraceful and rude, and you are.
I am appalled. I am RuPauled at that joke. I don't stand for that. I denounce that joke on this show. How dare you, Ellen? I'm sorry that you contracted COVID. You're not showing any symptoms, which is good. I pray for a speedy recovery. And please bring back Ellen Game of Games.
What the hell is that?
Exactly.
It was a good show. I like that show.
It was a fun show.
Speaking about people dying this week.
People that are dying these days ain't died before.
Died before. No, the chick from BAPS. Not Halle Berry, but her sister. Her friend.
What? What's her name?
Like Niecy something, Natisha.
This is totally the Wendy Williams show now. What's her name?
I kind of feel. Hold on. I'm going to Google it because I'm faster than you and you're slow.
How you doing?
Natalie
Deschelles.
Oh, I got it before you because you faster than me, though.
Nah, but I got it before you. We came at the same time.
Natalie Deschelles? Natalie Deschelles is her name?
Yes.
Oh, what about her sister, Natalie, still in the shell? Good night.
That's Natalie the Clam.
Might as well.
Natalie the Clam. Hey, she got the clams.
She got the clams, bro. She got them clams.
She got them clams.
When they clamp on you, bro, you ain't getting out. Ain't no pull-out gaming with the clams.
Clamp on. Clamp off. Clamp on. Clamp off. The clamper.
The clamper.
DJ little baby clap. I'm sorry to hear about Debo.
Bobo.
Yo, you better put some respect on the dead.
No, you know the reason why I was thinking Bobo? Because I watched
look at that elf on a shelf.
It's so hard to ignore it. It's a day for video, folks. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, not you, $3 pours.
This is free.
That's why that explains the quality.
I was thinking Bobo because I was watching NBC's live action play of the Grinch that stole Christmas. And the guy who played the dog, his real name was Bobo.
Interesting.
Yeah,
That's very interesting. How do you get a live action play of a dog if the dog is just a dog?
It was a stage play, and it made me, because you know I'm a thespian, and I have a love for the theater.
Yeah, I know you're a lesbian, but I mean, it's okay. Speaking of NBC, the NBA comes back on tomorrow.
The NBA starts tomorrow.
Preseason.
Yeah.
Preseason starts tomorrow. DA, I'm gonna need that link.
Hey, DA.
I got you,
bro. Hey, DA, I'm gonna need that link.
Oh yeah. Didn't you cut the cord?
I did.
I'm gonna need
that. I cut the cheese too.
I
got the bar M, baby.
No, I need the bar S. I can't do the bar M no more. My ass can't take it no more.
this year, I'm actually rooting for the Suns.
Me too.
Because right now, the Lakers is probably one of the best teams ever assembled in history.
I disagree.
Anthony Davis resigned, didn't he?
Yeah, Anthony Davis. Paul George resigned for a max.
To the Clippers?
To the Clippers.
They wasted
locked
their money.
Locked in. So, but I mean, well, I think the Suns are wasting their money on Chris
Paul.
So
I was watching the stage play of the Grinch that stole Christmas put on by NBC. That's why I was thinking Bobo. It was really good. It made me, every time I see, that's what I've been doing since I've cut the cord. I watched it on stream and I've been watching, you know, like on YouTube and Vimeo where you can watch stage plays and stuff like that. That's one of the reasons why I fell in love with Tyler Perry at first until he started, you know, just doing nothing but movies. I love the theater. I'm a theater kid.
You kind of do look like Tyler Perry without the wig, or Madea without the wig, I should say. But question.
Yes.
You used to watch those plays on bootleg.
No, my sister, prior to the family tragedy of 2018, she had all of them on DVD.
Probably off of bootleg. Like, he sold them?
Yeah, he sold them on DVD.
Because I remember
she went to all of the ones that he did here in Phoenix at the Dodge Theater.
I remember watching them and falling in love with that character, not knowing it was him in the dress. Because I would watch it bootleg.
You were trying to put stones to Madea. Is that what you was doing?
No.
You was trying to throw stones to Madea.
I'm not gonna lie, I would be googling Madea thick, but but that's another story.
That's
but
disgusting.
Yeah.
Speaking about Googling people thick, did you see when they tried to, like, say Judge Judy was super thick under that robe?
Shut up.
It turned out to be like doctored photos.
Oh, no, no. She released bikini pictures on the beach or something like that a while ago.
No.
Was this it those? Was one,
no, this was pictures of her in a black dress, and then they added like hips to her.
Hey, because the they alien that's spying on me is going to be like, why is he Googling Judge Judy bikini?
Judge Judy looks like that Utah desert monolith under that robe. What are you talking about?
Actually, she's pretty fly, though.
She's pretty fly for a white guy.
For an old white lady. But no, she's not thick. I'm seeing pictures of her.
We just got done talking about an old white lady, Wendy Williams.
Yo, she's stacked up north, though.
Okay, can we not sit here and get ragers over Judge Judy?
Her poor back. Yo, I did not know that.
Look. This is
where the show is gone. This is where the show is gone. At the end, it just goes right off the rails.
This is a doctor photo of her being thick.
Oh!
That's not real.
D.A.
I'm still on the call.
That's the doctor photo of her being thick, but she ain't that thick.
Why they got her looking like Judge Judy the Stallion?
This is week number two right. That D.A. gets video dubbed.
I got video. Why?
You can't do that. Good but this lord.
But this is what she really looks like.
She really wore that?
Yeah, she really wore it.
But she had wore a dining thick. Room liner.
she put on my grandmother's couch doyle.
She's worth like $80 billion and she puts on.
I wish she was worth more so you wouldn't talk to the side of your microphone, but she looks like she's wearing my grandmother's couch doyle.
That's what it looks like. What was the point of those?
She did look thick in that pic.
Yeah, didn't change anything. She did look kind of nice, but it's Judge Judy. Isn't she Judge Judy Scheinman?
Yeah, because her husband used to be on the People's Court.
And he's out.
And when my favorite wrestler did the People's Elbow, talk about a conspiracy.
Ooh,
that's great. So this NBC, the Grinch That Stole Christmas, if you have NBC, stream it. It was actually pretty cool. I sat there and I watched it. They had a lot of new music. It was really nice.
Yeah. But what is the Grinch? Is he a dog?
No, he's just a Grinch.
So it's like a kangaroo?
No, he's just a Grinch.
But like what animal is he?
He's just a Grinch in itself.
He's a Grinch. He's the Grinch. He's a big fizzy Grinch. He is so green and hate Christmas.
Speaking of hating, have you ever seen Green Eggs and Ham?
Yes, I've had Green Eggs and Ham.
So have I on Dr. Seuss Day.
I've had Green Eggs and Ham in Dallas, Texas, believe it or not.
I had it in Phoenix, Arizona on Dr. Seuss Day.
Was it dye or were the greens or the eggs actually green?
It was green eggs and ham. I don't know if it was dyed or not. I just know I ate green eggs and the ham.
I think the one that I had in Dallas, and this was a long time ago, and it's been a while, and I apologize for our loss of details. I think it was an adaptation of green eggs and ham, where I honestly believe that they served greens on the eggs with ham, and that was a play. So they put southern greens on the eggs and with a slice of ham.
That sounds fire.
It was really good.
That sounds good.
Are you being serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
That sounds amazing.
It was in a podunk little shackety shack restaurant in the RT district of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, and I just had scrambled eggs that were green with ham.
Yeah. And I was with it was so funny, DA. I went to Dallas, Texas. I was touring with this gospel group. I was with the lead singer, worth millions of dollars. And we're riding around in this Jag, and we pull up to this podunk, broke down, dirty, artsy, non-artsy shack of a restaurant, and it was the best food I ever had. We went back the next day, and that's when my affinity for barbecue changed. Because I was the first barbecue. Place I had barbecue. They didn't serve napkins. They didn't have plates. They had aluminum cafeteria trays. And they had paper towels sitting on the table. Paper towel rolls on the table.
Yeah, so it was pretty ghetto. Yeah.
And when they served the food, and the lady that walked around that was there, when she walked, she slid her feet. That was the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. I have not, other than Miss C's barbecue, I have not had good barbecue. Nothing can compare to that barbecue that I had in that little place in downtown Dallas, Texas. And it had an old foil screen door on the front of it. But when you walked in, you saw this wall of all these famous pictures from Bill Clinton to Oprah to Jenny Jones to Dr. Phil. All of these people had eaten in that restaurant.
They know where to go.
Not one chair matched, not one tablecloth matched. And they had sweet tea, literally sweet tea.
And they probably had Kool-Aid too.
Yes, they did. They also served Kool-Aid. And I remember that. And I was with Timothy Garner, God rest his soul. Timothy Garner, lead singer of Timothy Garner and the Travails. And he took me there. And I was like, I know that this dude that's worth millions of dollars is not about to pull his jag in this dirt lot. And we're going to go into this little podunk little place. I was thinking maybe he just had to use the bathroom. But dude, it was the best food I've ever had in my life.
Before we go, AK47 says, night, guys, and thank you. She says, happy birthday, DA. Lady K says, heart, heart, heart.
Oh, yeah, it is DA's birthday.
Today is DA's birthday.
It is your birthday. Happy birthday, DA. We didn't mention it because you don't care.
I really don't.
Yeah, birthdays aren't big on you, but it is your birthday, and hopefully you'll be able to get some loving tonight.
This year, we all worked on our birthdays. We had a show on every single one of our birthdays this year.
And this completes the trifecta.
Look at God.
Well, quadfecta, because I think we had it on Little D's birthday.
Yeah, too. We did have it on Little D's birthday, but like with everything with Little D, it didn't happen very well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me remind you about our swag merch store. Now open at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 40516, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Twitch. Look us up, follow, subscribe, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. When they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother, DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, bud.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.